Hello everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 29, the penultimate Audio Mo for June 29th, 2020. This is Darcy here, and second last day. It's hard to believe. It's gone by really fast, I have to say. I've enjoyed it, but I'll talk more about Audio Mo itself tomorrow on my final thing. Alright, so I was going through Twitter today, and I saw something that I thought was, just unequivocally a really bad idea. I saw that American Airlines was getting rid of their, all their COVID-19, sort of social distancing policies, I think, starting July the 1st. And it just seems like a really bad idea. And I think I've talked about this a little bit in previous episodes or previous posts or days or whatever. But it's been exactly a month now since I flew. I was, because it was May the 29th. I was in the U.S. No, I live in Canada, for anyone who doesn't know. My girlfriend lives in the U.S. I went to her house in kind of mid-March, right before everything went really crazy. It was just starting. We were just starting to get hints of it at that point. About a week after I left, they closed the border. The U.S.-Canadian border. So, at that point, I mean, because at that point people were saying, oh, okay, this will, you know, probably be over 6 to 8 weeks or whatever. No one really knew anything at that point. So I was like, okay, well, I'll stay here and I'll wait it out. And that's no problem. And then we started getting into, you know, April. I was supposed to go home in April. And I decided to stay until May, and I did. And at that point, Southwest, which is the airline that I fly on, they had implemented their COVID-19 policies, and they are apparently keeping them until at least September 30th, so that makes me feel good. I don't plan on flying again, but, and their policies were, at least a few of them were, you had to wear a mask during the flight, like the whole time you were on board, and there was no middle seats in use, so, you know, you were either sitting on the aisle or the window. Now, I think if you were flying with someone and you wanted to sit directly beside them, you could sit in the middle seat. But under normal circumstances, the middle seats weren't being used. And then there were some other things, like the flight attendants didn't do in-flight service. Like, there was no drinks or snacks or anything. So that's what, you know, you basically just got on. They didn't really interact with people at quite as much. And I think, oh, they also had, like, you know, hand sanitizer, and I think wipes were available, you know, on the flight and whatnot. But I have to say, all of that, because the whole time I was in the U.S., I was really kind of freaked out about the whole COVID-19 thing. I still am. Not as much. I hate to say it, but I think Canada has a little bit more of a handle on it. I think we're still not perfect. A lot of the other countries are still maybe doing it better, but so I'm less nervous, but I mean, it still could happen. But anyway, the point of this all is that the thing that made me less nervous, I think I would have been a lot more nervous about flying if they hadn't had all those measures in place. And, you know, obviously, you know, I could have still got it. You know, it's not foolproof, but it was something. And so I think, I don't know, I just think that's a real mistake to, like, I think it's just too early to even think about, getting rid of those policies right now. But I think it's only American Airlines that's doing that. I don't think any of the other airlines are. yet. And like I said, when I fly in the U.S., it's generally on Southwest. And last I heard, they haven't changed their policies and aren't going to until September 30th. But anyway, it just really sort of, you know, struck me, like, when I was reading Twitter, that, you know, this is a really bad idea. So, anyway, those are my thoughts. I know people have different beliefs and opinions or whatever about the severity of this whole thing. But, yeah, those are my thoughts for what they're worth. And I will be back for a final post tomorrow. Take care, everyone.